morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. For anyone who has found us on their radio at FM 96.9 in San Antonio, our sanctuary is located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone who is looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come worship with us any Sunday morning at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. This morning's opening scripture is Psalm 98, taken from the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word, this reading. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Praise shall be of you in the great assembly, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of the Lord. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice, and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the sound of a song, with the trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. With righteousness he shall judge the world and the peoples with equity. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. We thank you for your love and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, that you allowed us to see one more day that was not promised to us. We thank you, Lord, that you enable us to come together one more time in a world that is so full of turmoil, but yet, Lord, your love is still among us. We ask that you would bless this congregation in a very special way today. And, Lord, that you would open up our ears and our hearts to your word. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you bunch of happy believers that know you're on your way to heaven. How many in here know you're on your way to heaven? Amen. Amen. If you don't know, then you need to see me, okay? And we can help you get there. Let's all, if you would, just stand and wave at each other. And if you see somebody that you don't know, if you see something you don't know, make sure you speak to them, all right? Say something to them. Amen. Thank you. Announcements. Who's got an announcement? Who's got an announcement this morning? Amen. I have an announcement, just one, really. Thursday at 5:30, we're going to have our admin council meeting over in Building B, 5:30. So don't forget about that. I don't have any more announcements right now. So if we don't have any more announcements, let's go ahead and...
Amen. Will you stand for our opening hymn? Take My Life and Let It Be. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my strength. Let them flow with ceaseless praise. Take and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from Thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as Thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it Thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is Thine own. It shall be Thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I bore. At Thy feet its treasures store. Take myself and I will be ever only.
Heavenly Father, we ask that You receive our offering today and make it be sufficient for all that is needed. Lord, be with us, guide us, that we may share with You as generously as You share with us. In Your name we pray.
In the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town of Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her 6th month, for no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Romans 10:14-15. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." This is the word of God for people of God.
Thank you, God.
Well, this morning I had to call an audible, missing a lot of my choir members up here. So, hey, whatever. So, what we're going to do is we're going to sing "How Majestic Is Your Name." Just please stay seated, sing along with us a couple times through this thing. Here we go. Y'all can be part of the choir, and you really could be part of the choir if you so choose. I'm just saying.
Come on down.
We can use some help. Okay. O Lord, O Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. O Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. O Lord, we praise your name. O Lord, we magnify your name, Prince of Peace. Majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, we praise your name. Oh Lord, we magnify. magnify your name, Prince of Peace, mighty God, O Lord God Almighty. Good job, choir.
Please join me in a prayer for the message we are about to receive and the person who will be delivering it. And Lord God, we ask that you make everything go just as you would have. And we ask, Lord, that when we receive this message from you through Pastor Ted, that you so enliven us that we take it out to our communities and indeed to everyone we know. Pass it along, because we all are just carriers of the message that you bring to us. Be with us, Lord Jesus, with this and all other things. In your holy name we pray.
Surprises? What kind of surprises have you ever had? Maybe like somebody scares you, boom, and you're like, whoa. That's not a really good surprise, right? What about birthday surprise when you go in and somebody's like, surprise, and you're like, oh, that's great. What about in the morning sometimes your parents say, oh, let's have dessert before we have real food. That's a surprise, right? So there's that's a surprise, going to a place, the surprise place that they take you to. Yeah. Well, the scripture we're talking about today in church is about a surprise. It's kind of a big surprise, I would say. It's about an angel came down and told Mary that she was going to have a baby. Goodness, that would be something, right? And some people would be like, no, absolutely not. But she said, okay, I'll obey you. And I'll have this baby. So I think what it tries to teach us is that sometimes we need to just listen to the word and obey the word, and then great things will happen, right? All right. So that's what we're talking about today. So let's say our prayer. Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus. We believe he is our Savior. And we trust you to the work in our lives. Thank you for making the impossible things possible. Help us to believe and obey. Thank you for your love. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, guys. Good day.
Well, good morning again. I sure wish I could sing. I really do, because I got a song on my heart this morning. So I'm thinking about asking Tessie to sing it. Would you sing it, hon? Never mind. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
You know, it's good to laugh a little bit, isn't it? It really is. You know what happens if you don't laugh? You start to think too much of yourself, don't you? You know, get a little laughter. Put a little, you know, joy in your life. Well, we're going to wrap up our 4-week series on following Jesus this morning. following Jesus. This morning's message is going to be making room for the Holy Spirit. Making room for the Holy Spirit. A partnership, you may call it, with the Holy Spirit. So we talked about last week about moving forward together. Now we're going to learn how we can make room for the Holy Spirit. And we're making room for the Holy Spirit so that we can become witnesses for the Lord. We can become witnesses to invite people to His blessed kingdom. Now, those scriptures that Laura read, I know what you were thinking. You say, well, this isn't Christmas, you know. Why are we looking at the scriptures about Mary and how she was told that she was going to have a child? One of the things about God's word that I found, and you will as the more you study your Bible, that the scriptures can contain a lot of good information, a lot of good message. And we can get some great messages from this scripture as well. You see, as we look at this scripture, you can see there's a lot in it. And there's so much that we can get out of it. But the primary thing that I want us to highlight this morning is that for Jesus to enter the earth and for God's purpose to be fulfilled, a young woman, she was asked to inconvenience her life in a big way. He's asking her, God is, to make room in her world for Jesus. And He's asking her this so that the gospel can get to the world. So, Mary, she made room. She was willing to be inconvenienced, and she created room in her life. And notice how the angel says that the work in you will be from the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that will fill the space in our lives, and it's going to fill it in her lives, and it will empower us to do the work that the Lord has for us. So, let me say this. Following Jesus is not just about creating space in your schedule to go to church or to Bible study or whatever. It's about creating space in your life for the Holy Spirit to work. And the work that Jesus does in our lives, it begins with an internal and a personal transformation. In other words, we have to be changed. Someone brought up a great idea about a revival, and that's wonderful. But I must caution you and warn you, before a revival will take place, it must take place in you and I. Amen? We must be revived. In other words, we have to make room for the Holy Spirit so that we can go out under the power of the Holy Spirit to show the world about Jesus. You see, it's kind of like when a little baby is born. They do a lot of growing in those young years, weeks and months. And you got so much change going on inside that child. But as the little child grows and your parents begin to show them how to move from just being a consumer to being a contributor. Moving from being a consumer to being a contributor to the kingdom of heaven. You see, if we're not too careful, we can approach following Jesus and our faith from a consumer-focused approach rather than a contributor and a partner in the purposes of God. You see, this had happened because as churches, we want to create a great experience of worship. We want to offer great services and all kind of amenities and all these things to families. And believe me, there's nothing wrong with any of that. But that can often keep Christians in a what's in it for me mode of following Jesus. In other words, what's in it for me? But then, like Mary, we're called upon to inconvenience ourselves and to make room in our lives to bring Jesus to our world. So, question, what could God do if we created space for Him in our lives? What could He do? You see, while no one else would have to do what Mary did in a physical sense of carrying Jesus, Make no mistake about it, folks. God is still looking for people to carry the message of the gospel. And to carry the gospel to the world is a wonderful and an awesome thing. The spread of the good news that God loves us and that we can have forgiveness for our sins through Jesus gets out to the world, because those of us that have been impacted and reached are now willing and available to carry the message. We have decided to make room in our lives for the Holy Spirit to empower us to be a witness. Romans 10, 14 through 15. It says, how then can they call on the one that they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how in the world can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Now, there are many other plans to bring up Jesus to a world. You know, God is always looking for a vehicle for his message. You know, this passage is kind of interesting because it talks about beautiful feet. And I always tell my wife, you know, I think I got the ugliest feet in the world, and feet are not beautiful. But check this out. This statement is not about the beauty in the feet themselves, but the availability and willingness of the feet to bring good news. The beauty is in the availability. And some things can be beautiful but unavailable. Let me illustrate this, and I always like to talk about us, me and Tessa, because that way I won't get in too much trouble. My wife is just a wonderful decorator. I mean, she's got china in there that's beautiful. I look at it and I go by. Got a wonderful bathroom. Tiles are just beautiful. But you know what, folks? I can't touch them. I don't care how bad I need a towel, I cannot touch those tiles. What good is it to have something beautiful if it's not available? I understand, hon. I really do. I'm not fussing. I get it. But I tell you, I've been tempted an awful time to get that brown towel, I tell you, but I'm not gonna do it. But you know, but some things are beautiful, but they're not available, you know. Now, I know we as a church, we don't want to stay as a consumer when the Lord has given us so much. He's blessed us so good. And remember this, you know, remember what the Bible says in Romans 12:1. It says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. And this is your true and proper worship. You see, the true richness in life is revealed as we take what we've been given and we give it away. When we take the gift of grace that Jesus has given us and that we receive and help others get the same. This is what being a witness is all about. This exchange of giving and receiving is how God, this is how he fixed his kingdom. And he calls us to this in Matthew, in one of his final statements to his disciples and also to us. And this is found in Matthew 28, 19 through 20. He says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. You see, Jesus is asking us to create space in our world, to be carriers of this gospel. And that's exactly what the followers back in 2,000 years ago did. And it's why you and I are here right now, why we can hear the gospel, because they went and they spread the gospel and discipled all those who put their faith in Jesus. But guess what, folks? The spread of the gospel isn't automatic. It takes the body of Christ, his believers, it takes us to continue to take up the mantle and to continue to tell others about Christ and to make disciples. Now, how do we do this? How do we do this? How do we make our lives available to the Holy Spirit to be a witness? Well, the first thing you can do is this. You can tell your story. You can tell your story. Each one of you has a story that you can tell. Each one different. Tell your story. I said this morning in Sunday school, one of the best places to be a witness for Christ is in the grocery line at HEB. For some reason, everybody's willing to talk there on a certain day. You can get in there and just and people are willing to talk. They'll open up to you. You know, here's a story for you to illustrate this. One of the most powerful stories, and this is found in Mark chapter 5, verse 19, is how Jesus miraculously delivered and he set free a demon-possessed man. Beautiful story. It was a very dramatic scene with a wonderful outcome and a person who was so transformed, and he was very grateful for this at the end of it. So, as you could imagine, when Jesus is about to leave, the man wants to come with Jesus, but what does Jesus say? What is he telling? You know, listen to what Jesus said. Mark chapter 5, verse 19. He says, go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you. Now, notice that this man had just encountered Jesus. He didn't go to Bible college. He didn't go to any college. You know, he didn't get any training. Jesus asked him to go tell his story. Tell what the Lord did for him. And you see, folks, that's where the concept of being a witness, that's where that concept comes from. A witness, you think of it in a court case, the witness doesn't need any special qualifications. The only thing that a witness has to have is a first-hand experience of what's going on with the situation. So when you and I, we have an encounter with Jesus, then our role is now to be a witness to that experience that points people to Jesus. Just tell your story, you know. Just, you know, even simple things where you gather around with a coworker while they ask you about your weekend, instead of telling them what a great time you had at the lake, tell them that about Sunday. Tell them what the Lord did for you. Tell them how he blessed you and gave you a new start. The second thing you can do, this is very simple, and this is where most of us, we fail when we make room for the Lord in our heart to be a witness. You know, you can invite folks to church. That is a very simple and a very, very, very easy way to do that. When I first became a new Christian, we were stationed in Germany, Wiesbaden, Germany. We belonged to a little church, American community church there, and one of the things that they believed in was going out in that community and tell others about Jesus. And that was my first taste of being a witness like that, just going up to people in the cold and knocking on the door. But you know what, folks? I had to learn that even though, you know, we got a lot of doors closed, there were some people that would accept the gospel. In other words, they were ready to hear it. So I'm saying, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Remember, he's with you to the end of the earth. Invite some people to church, you know. You know, we'll invite them to a Christmas party. We'll invite them to this. We'll invite them to that. Invite them to church and let them hear the gospel, you know. And so you can invite people to church, and then you can tell your story. Romans 10, 9 through 10 says this. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Oh, what a message. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith. and are saved. So, you remember this. You've received salvation through grace, through Jesus. Now, ask him this, dear ones. Ask him to give you some opportunities to tell your story. Invite people to church and lead people in faith to Jesus. And when you are willing to be used by Almighty God, and you're willing to create space in your life, it's amazing that what God can do through your life. You know, in closing, I want to close with this thought and encouragement. And I want you to remember this morning. The reward of availability is closeness. The award of making yourself available to Jesus is drawing. You'll get closer and closer to God. You see, you'll be available to the plan of God has placed directly in your hands, that he's entrusted you with this message. You know, there's something about being on a mission that keeps us close to his presence and his voice in your life. It is the desire of God to partner with all of us to reach our community. Now, 2 Corinthians verse 13-14, it says, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This verse highlights three very important things. The first two are more familiar to us, grace and love. But this last one, we're not too familiar with this one. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit is something we're less familiar with. You know, so let us remember the Lord's word, and let us remember that he wants to be in partner with us. He wants us to carry the message of the gospel. But in order to this, we must make room in our lives. Just as Mary made room for the Holy Spirit, we must make room in our lives so that we can be empowered by God's Spirit, that we might be able to take the message of the gospel to a lost and dying world. Don't ever forget that you got to do this alone, because you don't. This is what the Lord will leave with you. This is what he promises you. Acts 1 and 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and all Samaria, and to the very ends of the earth. This is Acts 1 and 8. You will receive power to be a witness. You see, how are we going to spread the gospel and reach the world with the good news about Jesus? Through the fellowship and partnership with the Holy Spirit. He will empower you to tell your story. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 Let us prepare for our invitation. And the invitation goes out this morning for those, perhaps you haven't made room in your life, in your heart, for Jesus. Maybe you decide, you think there's just something better to do, that you don't know what the Lord wants you to do. I can tell you this, he wants you to be a witness, that's for sure. And you don't have to be a guess about that, you know. The altar is open for anyone that wishes to come and pray, who wishes to come and offer themselves as a living sacrifice, who wishes to come and offer repentance before we take Holy Communion. For those who wish to come and join church, who simply just want to come and say, thank you, Lord, the altar is open for all who wishes to come.
Would you please stand for our hymn of invitation? Here I am, Lord. I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I will make the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I sing? Here I am. Is it I, Lord?
Communion liturgy is found on page 12 in your hymnals. Page 12. We will begin with the invitation. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you a whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law, and we have rebelled against your love. We have not loved neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. At this time, as you offer your prayer in silence to the Lord, I want you to remember this. This is very important. Remember that in order to receive communion, to eat at the Lord's table, he wants you to be his child. Amen? And I will say this. If you got something in your life that you know the Lord doesn't like, and you know it, I'm not going to call out what it is. You know what it is. Please repent at this time and get it out of the way. Get it out of the way so you can be pure when you take communion. Amen? Let's all offer the Lord our repentance in silence. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself for us, our Lord took the bread.
Go ahead, take the bread.
Give thanks to you.
Amen. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread and gave thanks to you. He broke the bread. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Pour out Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Communion stewards, would you please come forward? And while the stewards are coming forward, I want to remind you about our Agape baskets donation. Please put your offering for Agape here in the basket here at the altar. And also, the children are here. And to say something about these dear children, we want to make sure these kids, as they're coming up, we want them to know what's going on. Amen? So we want them to be a part of this. We want them to be a part so they can know. Come on down, kids. So they can know what the Lord has for them. Amen? And one day, you see them, they're little one day, but the Lord's will, they grow, they'll grow to be big women and men, and then they'll know. And parents, grandparents, make sure you teach them what's going on. Amen? Y'all can sit right back there, all right? Okay? From the back row, back row first, this side will go here, this side will go here. Please come forward to the rail. Back row only this time. Back row, there's still some room on this side. If you would you come up and fill this side up?
Sorry, I'm doing
slow. Love you, man. Jesus doesn't care about how slow you are. Amen. Amen. Is going to be enough room? Maybe when they scoot down, might be able to get in there. I think you can. Can you get in, Linda? This is his body that was broken for you on the cross. Take and eat. And this is his blood that was shed for you on the cross and for the world. Take and drink. Amen. You have obeyed the Lord. Now you may go to your seats. Anyone on this side? This tutorial is for the kids, more for the kids. You may listen, won't take but a minute. Children, what you have, that little wafer, that represents Jesus' body, okay? And that water, I'm sorry, that juice that you have, that represents his blood, okay? And one day, you'll come to understand what the Lord has done for you. This is body that was broken for you on the cross. Take and eat. This is his body that was broken on the cross. Take and eat. And this is his blood that was shed for you on the cross for the remission of sins. Take and drink all of it. Is there anyone who did not get served, wish to be served? Amen. God bless you. You know, where did Randy go? Oh, there he is. You know, in our book of worship, it says that they always sang a hymn after they got through. So, I was just wondering. Just wondering. There's a beautiful hymn. It says, soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. Could we all stand and sing that, please? Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. Amen.
Now who's calling it audible?
706.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, no more dying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, no more dying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King.
As we close our service and prepare to leave, let us remember all those who are unable to be here today, those who have difficulties doing things for themselves. You know, our world is full of them, and we maybe can't fix it, but we can pray for it, and the Lord can fix it or modify it. Let us remember to take God's blessings to our neighbors, our friends, our relatives, everyone who will listen, and even those that don't want to listen. Let us keep them in our prayers as well. And because the Lord's Prayer was already used earlier in our worship service, another scripture also prescribed for use this day is the first epistle of John, chapter 5, verses 1 through 6, which we will use in our benediction. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him who begot also loves him who is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? And this is he who came by water and blood, Jesus the Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. And let us, as we leave here today, invoke the presence of the Holy Spirit to watch over and bless each of us with His presence until we gather again here next week. And let us remember to keep our prayers on all who are hospitalized or homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly, be safe, and join together here again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And now, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Would you stand for our closing hymn, Savior, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need Thy tender care. In Thy pleasant pastures, lead us. For our years, Thy bones prepare. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus. Thou hast brought us, Thine we are. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus. Thou hast brought us. Be bring us, be the guardian of our way. Keep Thy flock from sin, defend us, seek us when we go astray. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, hear, oh, hear us when we pray. Blessed Jesus, hear, oh, hear us when we pray. Thou hast promised to receive us, pour and let us do Thy will. Blessed Lord, give us grace to cleanse and bar to free. Blessed Jesus, will we early turn to Thee. Blessed Jesus, we will early turn to Thee.
Go in peace.